Everybody, you know what? Those monitor singers are telling it like it is and like it's going to be. I mean, why should you go after anything when we can grab it for you right here, nationwide? Just your radio, you, me, Dan Daniel. This half hour, weather, music, and travel, the elements that make up the first part of our Sunday afternoon together. Let's start with monitor music, grooving on a Sunday afternoon for the Rascals. A million years at least, and that's what you're doing today, grooving on a Sunday afternoon with Dan Daniel, Felix Cavallari, and the Rascals on Monitor. Okay, everybody, here's a Monitor tip for some 13 million people who suffer from hay fever. This is the height of the season. The experts say things like take to the hills, like New England's White Mountains, or the Maine woods, or high elevations like Denver, Colorado, anywhere that ragweed does not grow. How about Europe? Ragweed doesn't grow there either. Now some practical advice. Stay indoors with air conditioning. Wear a surgical mask outside when the pollen count is up. Visit the seashore and take hay fever injections. Good luck, and here's looking at you.
Charlie, you know what day this is?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Well, what do Mondays make you think of?
Well, Monday is the day we go to Howard Johnson's and get all the barbecue chicken we can eat for only $1.69.
What else does Monday make you think of, Charlie?
It makes me think of Howard Johnson's special zesty barbecue sauce that gives their barbecue chicken such a delicious taste.
No, Charlie, there's something else. Don't you remember? 2 months ago, we met for the first time.
Oh, yeah. And we had dinner at Howard Johnson's. Oh, boy, did I eat a lot of barbecue chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw.
I'll never forget that night. Do you remember what you said after dinner?
I sure do. I asked the waitress for seconds.
What else, Charlie?
I said, hon, from now on, it's going to be Howard Johnson's chicken barbecue every Monday. Hey, wasn't that the night we got engaged?
Monday is chicken barbecue day at Howard Johnson's. All you can eat for only $1.69 at participating Howard Johnson's restaurants.
Charlie, I just knew you'd remember.
Okay, I can hear you now saying things like, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it, right? Well, not exactly. Monitor does something about it. Somebody wake up Frank Blair, will you?
If you're caught in the rain, Scotch Guard can keep you dry. I'm Frank Blair for Do-It-Yourself Scotch Guard, and this is the Weather Outlook. Cold weather is due to spread over all the western half of the nation through this week. It's fall now, and the weather isn't taking its time with the changeover. Coldest state this week will be Montana, with temperatures due to run at least 12 degrees below normal. The eastern states will hold on to the mild side, with the south due to stay about seasonable. However, warm weather usually means wet weather, and rains are due out of the south into all of the east this coming week. There are a lot of people around the country that make their living predicting the weather, but the weather still keeps on being unpredictable at times. But one thing I'm sure of, somewhere today it's raining, and it's making a lot of people wet unless they sprayed their coats and hats and things with Scotch Guard brand fabric protector. Now, what this program is all about, really, is to forewarn you about rotten weather so you can get yourself a can of Scotch Guard protector and use it in time to stay dry. Scotch Guard protector is strange stuff. It isn't a coating that clogs up the pores of a fabric, doesn't make rainwear stiff or harsh. It actually changes the fibers of the cloth so rain can't soak in. You just spray Scotch Guard protector on, good and wet. And after it dries, you can't tell it's there until you get rained on. If it's a nice bright day where you are, it's exactly the kind of day to get a do-it-yourself spray can of Scotch Guard protector, because you know it's going to rain. It always has. We're into the peak of the hurricane season, but we have had only 4 out of the average of 10 disturbances for a year in the Atlantic, so we're still likely to have Edna, Felice, Gerda, Harriet, Eileen, and Jane coming up. Women's Lib has recently made an issue of the practice of using girls' names, but still, some women like to know when their name will be in the news. Dr. Robert Simpson is at the other end of our monitor open line to the National Hurricane Center in Coral Gables, Florida. Dr. Simpson, how did this custom start?
It started in the Pacific during World War II as a means of increasing the morale in some of the outlying bases. It turned out that commander of the base would give the people driving the airplanes the option of naming the first typhoon that they could find for their wife or for any of their girlfriends that they might choose.
The Atlantic has been strangely quiet this season. Do you expect any further disturbances?
I certainly can't rule it out, Frank. We've had several seedlings, the things from which hurricanes grow, come off the African coast. Interestingly enough, they've had a very difficult time thriving and growing for the simple reason that the waters have been very cold there.
All right, tell me this, sir. Has the Women's Lib movement given you any further disturbances on naming hurricanes after girls?
They haven't disturbed us in any sense. We still have just dozens and dozens of letters coming into the center every month. The ratio is running around 15-1 still. Women who prefer to retain naming hurricanes by women's names rather than changing it.
And they want to know when their name is going to be used, right?
Yes, in fact, urging that we use their name.
Thank you very much. At the other end of our monitor open line to the National Hurricane Center in Coral Gables, Florida, Dr. Robert Simpson, and this is Frank Blair. Listen again next week on Monitor for our National Weather Outlook. Until then, don't get caught in the rain without your Scotch Guard.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you, Dr. Simpson. Who ever heard of Hurricane Bruce, huh? It not only blows your house down, it scratches your eyes out. Coming up, travel lady Frances Colton and some good advice on what to do if you have travel plans for Thanksgiving. So stay close, in touch on the Monitor Beacon. Okay, here's more of the Big M for the first Sunday in autumn at exactly 18 minutes after the hour. Dan Daniel, your host, with Elton John. And this is Honky Cat. Monitor next, travel and vacation expert Francis Colton, brought to you by Hertz, the vacation rent-a-car company. Francis will be along right after this message. Most rent-a-car companies won't give you a special vacation rate unless you rent their cars for at least a week. But what if you just want to add a couple of days onto your weekend? Well, for $75, Hertz will rent you a Ford Galaxy, Torino, or similar sedan for 4 days on one of their pay-nothing-per-mile plans. This special Hertz plan lets you drive all the miles you want without paying a mileage charge. Just pay for gas and return the car where you rented it. Since this rate is not available at all locations, call Hertz for details and tell them you want a longer weekend and a shorter work week. Now here's Francis Colton.
If you intend to do any traveling this coming Thanksgiving weekend or Christmas season and will need a roof over your head, it's none too soon to start making hotel reservations. It's been a very good travel season, with figures running ahead of last year. And as the economy picks up even more steam, so will the travel business. And nearly all the popular parts of the world are still largely underbuilt. If you decide to go to Europe on one of the winter package arrangements, and the 8-day tours are proving very popular indeed, be sure to read the fine print to see the kind of hotel accommodations you'll be getting. You may find that you'll have to pay a small supplement to reach the standard of comfort you're used to, but it will be well worth it. Also, I think it's very important to give a moment's thought to your time of arrival anywhere you go, and whether or not it fits into the hotel's checking in and checking out time. Most transatlantic flights deposit you in Europe, for example, in the early hours of the morning, when you're feeling most crumpled and bedraggled. But hotel rooms don't become available until noon or 1 in the afternoon. Then the room has to be cleaned, which adds another hour to the waiting time. The best ways to beat the situation are either to take a daytime flight, which will deposit you in Europe around bedtime, or to reserve your room a day ahead of time, knowing that you'll have to pay the tariff just to have a clean white bed waiting for you when you arrive. Also, if you plan to do a lot of telephoning from your hotel room, and you may have to do this if you're on a business trip, I think it's a very good idea to introduce yourself to the hotel's telephone operator, write down your name in clearly marked block letters, and give her a list of your calls in writing. It speeds the process enormously, and of course you give the operator a tip for her services when you leave. Also, it's a good idea to introduce yourself to your concierge and tell him what transportation and entertainment arrangements you want. Then if he has to book tickets for a plane or a train or for the theater, he has a few days to work on the problem. Hotels everywhere are far more likely to provide services than you imagine. So read all the notices and fine print in your room. They'll help explain all the pamperings that these days are rightfully yours. This is Francis Colton, and I'll be back with a bonus travel tip right after this from Hertz. Did you ever find yourself cooped up in a hotel without a car? Well, at most Marriott hotels in the country, there's now a Hertz counter. So whenever you feel the urge to get out and drive someplace, all you have to do is go to the lobby and rent a quiet Ford or other good car from Hertz. Or, if you want, you can arrange for a car before you get to the hotel by calling a travel agent, your airline, or Marriott. Hertz and Marriott. They do a lot for travelers by themselves. They do even more working together. And now for that bonus travel tip. Remember that even the most luxurious hotels in Europe are likely to be short of soap. It's just not their custom to supply what they consider is a very personal possession. So be sure to take a cake of soap along in your packing. Till next weekend.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know how many different kinds of rates Hertz has?
No, I haven't the foggiest.
Well, Hertz has daily rates, weekly rates, weekend rates, pay-nothing-per-mile rates, special holiday rates.
I'm really not impressed.
But with so many different rates to choose from, you're more likely to find the rate that's right for you, and you're less likely to waste your money on a rate that isn't.
The money isn't of any consequence to me.
Oh, you must be very rich, sir. What do you do?
I own a rent-a-car company with only one rate.
Oh.
Travel and vacation expert Francis Colton has been brought to you by Hertz, the vacation rent-a-car company. The Holly Ridge Strings in Heartbreak Hotel. Hollywood Strings in that Heartbreak Hotel sounds haunted. Well, at the risk of national heartbreak and communications chaos, it's mandatory that I mention an imminent station break. NBC monitor stations to give their names and serial numbers from Maine to California, and that's an order. Then we'll be back. I'm Dan Daniel.
If you can't afford college, you'll never get a good job.
Wrong. Today, there is a crying need for technicians, and you don't need 4 years of college to become a well-paid technician. All you need is a year or two of technical training. For information, write Careers, Washington, D.C. That's Careers, Washington, D.C.
New York, stereo 97.1.
Well, I nibble on a buttered bagel. Here's breads that don't matter to me, and the bread hit by Floyd Kramer. I'd like to make it with you.
It don't matter to me if you really feel that you need some time to be free. Time to go out searching for yourself. Hope to find. Time to go to find. One who's better than me. Cause your happiness is all I want for you to find. Be your peace of mind. A lot of people have an ego hanging, but they want to be the only one. How many came before? It really doesn't matter, just as long as you're the man. Everybody's moving on and trying to find out what's been missing in the past. And it don't matter to me if your searching brings you back together with me. Cause there'll always be an empty room waiting for you. An open don't matter to me. It
I'll say we do. A September Sunday with you. Wow. My name's Dan Daniel, and Monitor is all revved up to keep your weekend humming. Bob Considine's going to be along shortly to tell you about a top job, top money, and top headaches. Right now, Monitor Music with Three Dog Nights, Black and White. Three Dog Night. Now listen, everybody, here's a commercial that's really built.
If I were to say automotive engineering, what would you think of?
All about cars and engines. And
what if I were to say extra care in engineering?
Oh, I think of Chrysler Corporation.
Chrysler Corporation? That's what I was going to try to prove to you. Why would you say that now?
My father always drove one.
And he was some kind of nut on engineering?
No, he was a traveling salesman, and the type of car he drove had to be dependable.
When he was putting you to bed at night, did he say things like, well, they were the first ones to offer torsion bar suspension and unibody construction on every car they built in North America?
No. Nope.
The alternator, that Chrysler was the first to offer the alternator as standard equipment? And I suppose this year you'll be telling your child all about the 72 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler and Chrysler Corporation's new engineering advance, electronic ignition.
Every night along with Goldilocks.
What would you sing to her?
Extra care and engineering.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Among the loneliest executive jobs in the world is that of the presidency of the United States. Ask any former president. Reporter and syndicated columnist Bob Considine did some digging on his own in the presidential archives and came up with some quotes by former chief execs concerning the demands of that job. Okay, Roberts.
One of the marvels of these times is that two fellows from small towns, Richard Nixon from Yerba Linda, California, and George McGovern from Avon, South Dakota, will be spending about $50 million between now and November 7th to get a job that pays only about $200,000 a year, is quite risky, and was marked lousy by a number of distinguished Americans who made the grade. John Adams said, "No man who ever held this office would congratulate a friend on obtaining it." Tom Jefferson was to say, "No man will ever bring out of the presidency the reputation which carried him into it. The office brings nothing but increasing drudgery and daily loss of friends." Retiring President James Buchanan went down to the front door of the White House to greet his successor, Abe Lincoln, to ride with Mr. Lincoln to Capitol Hill in Lincoln's inauguration speech. "Sir," Buchanan said to his lanky successor, "if you are as happy to be entering this house as I am to be leaving it, then you are the happiest man in the world." Rutherford B. Hayes made his farewell short and bitter. "Nobody," he said, "ever left the presidency with less regret, less disappointment, fewer heartburnings, or more general content than I do." That was old Rutherford for you, always beating around the bush. Woodrow Wilson mourned, "A prime minister must keep himself in favor of the majority. A president need only keep himself alive. I never dreamed such loneliness and desolation of heart possible." Warren Harding said a most human thing about the job. Harding said, "My God, this is a hell of a job. I have no trouble with my enemies, but my damn friends, they're the ones who keep me walking the floor nights." Harding's successor, Silent Cal Coolidge, made a surprising observation. Cal said, "I think the American public wants a solemn ass as a president, and I think I'll go along with them." That makes Coolidge the only president who ever kept his word. Harry Truman said of it, "Being president is like riding a tiger. A man has to keep on riding or be swallowed." Lyndon Johnson was oppressed near the end of his term by forces he called "they," but he couldn't or wouldn't pinpoint them. After his narrow loss to JFK and his whopping defeat by Governor Pat Brown of California, Richard Nixon said, "I have no contemplation of being a candidate for anything in 1964, 1966, 1968, or 1972. Anybody who thinks I could be a candidate," he continued, "for anything in any year is off his rocker." Senator George McGovern backs that Nixon statement. 1,000%. Bob Considine for Monitor.
Bob, you're too much. All right. Anybody remember this? Little Peggy March. I wonder whatever happened to her. She's probably a housewife down in Philadelphia now. Here she is to sing a medley of her hit.
Follow him.
playing exactly what America wants to hear. This is Dan Daniel on Monitor. Actually, we throw in something like that every now and then, just show you that music has been getting better. Music maker, pianist, composer, arranger, conductor, Dick Hyman is Skitch Henderson's guest very shortly, so stay here on the Monitor Beacon. Everybody, Dan Daniel back with you coast to coast, bringing much more of Monitor. And the time right now here at the Big M is 13 minutes before the hour. We have something brand new by the Fortunes called Wait Until September. It's almost over. What shall I do now? Wait until October. That sounds like me asking my boss for a raise and his reply. The Fortunes.
Wait until September. I'm waiting till September, then he'll be home.
Wait until September and I will be home.
I hope he still remembers, time hasn't flown.
I hope he still remembers that it hasn't flown.
Read my loving letters line by line. I hope it helps to pass this lonely time. It won't be long before you're really mine. So wait until September. Talk about it with your friends. I bet you'll have a lot to do. Knowing you, you're so pretty. Every boy will wanna take you walking. I only hope you'll say, go away. I'm waiting till September, then he'll be home.
Wait until September and I won't be home.
I hope he still remembers.
Next, World of Music, brought to you by your Baldwin dealer, who now has a brand new line of Baldwin home organs. Sketch Henderson with his guest Dick Hyman right after this.
Thank heavens you're here, Doctor. I'm going bananas.
Mr. Fern, I don't usually make the house calls.
I know, Doc. What psychiatrist does?
Mr. Fern, what seems to be the problem?
My Baldwin organ, Doc.
Oh, you're jesting.
No, Doc, it goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, why don't you just lie down on the couch and tell me what's really bothering
you? Doc, I'm telling you, it goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, the mind plays tricks.
No, listen. It goes up. It goes down, and it spins around on the top all by itself. I just push this button.
Oh, Mr. Fern, you have a clear case of the phantom fingers.
Is it serious, Doc?
No, your new Baldwin organ is equipped with phantom fingers. It says so right here. Phantom fingers are supposed to go by itself. It even strums the chord for you. Listen.
I thought I'd gone fair bonkers.
No.
Well, it's good to know I don't have any problems.
Except for one.
What?
House calls, I get $75.
Oh, boy.
Here's a friend, Dick Hyman, Mr. Phantom Fingers. Do you like that billing, Dick?
Well, not altogether, Skitch, but thanks for having me here.
This is a man who has a world of music at his fingertips. Did you practice? Was it a problem when you were a kid?
Did I practice?
You practiced,
well,
I know
do
that.
Do I practice?
Forgive
is,
me
is
for
the
saying
question.
That.
Yes, I did, and I do still. And I suppose I always will. I think it's the only way you can keep sane, if you're a piano player.
That's the question for everybody, isn't it? Classical, popular, you know, saloon, whatever you do, if you don't practice, you're out of business.
It really gets to be a depressing thing. I'm sure that all pianists and keyboard players know this.
Yeah. Why Phantom Fingers? I mean, I've through the years we've been very friendly, but this is a moniker I've never heard.
Well, I'm not sure I really want to be known as Mr. Phantom Fingers, but there is a device on the organ that I recorded on recently and that I use quite a bit called Phantom Fingers, and it's a very interesting gadget. It's a kind of an automatic arpeggiator. It gives the impression of playing tons of notes if you just hold down a few of them.
You play better than you are, is that the idea?
Sometimes faster.
I think everybody tries to play faster. Dick Hyman, somebody who's been an instrumentalist and very vocal instrumentally, if you understand what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and a great influence, what do you think of the young men that are, or the men that are writing today? Is it healthy? Is it going someplace?
Well, a lot of writing that I hear is very good.
Could you give me a specific example of your taste?
Somebody who's been around for some years now, of course, is Burt Bacharach. I don't think you could fault Bacharach's writing.
But isn't that old-fashioned? Isn't like Raindrops a schottische that could have been
well, sure.
for the 1916 theater production of the Ziegfeld Follies?
Raindrops really is a very funny song. And
That's a good description.
Well,
you listening, Bert?
No, I love the song, but uh-huh. the original record was a very nice balance between something very old-fashioned and something very contemporary. Since that time, I think the song's been pushed over the line and became a 1916 schottische. But I think that Bert's other things from Promises and more recent things are really top-notch writing.
Exclusive of what affiliation they might have with the Make or something like that, do you have any favorite artists as far as the keyboard is concerned? Is there anybody you listen to anymore?
I guess my favorite a jazz pianist was and is Art Tatum. I believe he is yours
altogether.
Also.
Shall we go down the aisle together?
Absolutely. Yeah. Art Tatum, I think, said it all, and the rest of us can only try to approach it.
Incidentally, once I took Rachmaninoff to hear Art Tatum.
Really?
Yes, in a you can't say the word saloon anymore, but this was a saloon in Los Angeles. I took Mr. Rachmaninoff down there, and he was absolutely dumbfounded because of the three-finger technique of Tatum.
Right. That's a very interesting thing. I wish I'd been there.
Well, this, you have been here, and it's been a pleasure to have our guest today, Dick Hyman, and now this final word from Baldwin.
Baldwin announces 3 brand new, easy-to-play home organs and at affordable prices. All just jam-packed with fun and available with WonderChord. Plays chords, pedal notes, and different rhythm patterns automatically with one finger. Want some fun?
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
See and hear the all-new, easy-to-play Baldwin organs now at your Baldwin dealers. He sells fun.
Sketch Henderson continues his talk with Dick Hyman later today on Baldwin's World of Music. Little Memphis two-step. he really does have phantom fingers, doesn't he? That is Dick Hyman, bashing the Baldwin. That's the Memphis two-step. Talk about two-steps, we got to do a little shuffling off to Buffalo here ourselves, or Buffalo, or Burlington, Bangor, Balboa Beach, wherever. A few hundred other spots between our two coasts. The next voice up, that of your local announcer for the NBC Monitor station nearest you. After the station break, more Monitor and me, Dan Daniel. See you shortly.